SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The 2 hours you've all been waiting for is finally here.
I had to jump in, man. The streets are hot. I had to jump in here quick.
I mean, the streets are so hot.
Moneyline with the dynamic duo of Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh.
But you usually have some plans when you're rocking solo.
Really, dude? Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, dude.
All right, let me just start with this. How good is the NBA then right now? How good is the NBA play postseason right now?
It's so fun.
Delivering? Is it not delivering every night?
And I woke up again in the middle of the night to see that score and go, oh my goodness. And then when I saw the highlights of how it ended, wow. Exactly.
Insanity. I mean, the fact that none of them covered.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Who's about that paper? Oh, boy. We got Major League Baseball in the afternoon. Welcome in to the Moneyline Show. Yes, it's Moneyline. Your boy DRS on another solo mission today. Gold K-Dub will be back with us tomorrow for a nice little Thursday-Friday combo. But in the meantime, I got you for the next 2 hours, and the phone lines are open. 844-843-6879. Major League Baseball already underway. The Rangers with a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning over the Pittsburgh Pirates. But how about this? The Pittsburgh Pirates, basically, is loaded, nobody out right now, with my boy Sawinski up. So what is that, lefty on lefty right now, Perez versus Sawinski? Let's see what happens here, but I did think there was a chance that the Rangers should have the upper hand in this game because they are hammering Oviedo to start the game, but it looks like Martin Perez is trying to give it right back here with a 2-1 count. We'll see how that one factors in, but also, as we said, big Major League Baseball day. Diamondbacks and the Phillies, got them on one of my TVs here. They are about to get underway. Slight favorite here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Actually, no. Changed. Minus 108 both sides here. Ranger Suarez with a terrible start to open up his season. Zach Gallen, who was damn near unhittable to start the season, he needs a bounce back start as well. Who's going to get that done? Total is 8.5, and I got to tell you, I think Gallen bounces back today. Local boy, as we like to say here in the Philadelphia area, listed as Somerdale, New Jersey. So, local guy, done correct, playing just outside, I guess, the shadows of Citizens Bank Ballpark is where he lived, and we'll see if that works today for him, and I think it actually will, to be honest. The Phillies are struggling at the plate, and the last thing you want to see is a guy that's basically a Cy Young candidate here in the National League. I think he's behind Strider, like slightly behind Spencer Strider for the lead at the FanDuel Sportsbook in the race for at least betting odds, right? Obviously, the FanDuel Sportsbook doesn't vote on that, but betting odds, Zach Gallen is really good. And if we're looking at pitchers eligible today with a minimum of 10 innings pitched in 2023, Zach Gallen is the lowest xFIP minus. His ERA is under 3. His FIP is 1.98, which is outstanding. Sierra number of 311 and an xFIP of 290. If you don't know what all those statistics mean, what I just told you is he's really good, just to boil it down. So we'll see if Ranger Suarez can bounce back into, I guess, 2022 form and really battle and give them a chance to win this game. But the Arizona Diamondbacks, good baseball club. Didn't think they might have been entering into the season. That's a good-looking lineup with some good front-end pitching, particularly with Zach Gallen. We'll see how that turns out. We'll keep you updated all the way through to see if we have any added advantages throughout the day. 3-1 now, the Rangers and the Pirates. The Pirates did strike. It looks like they got a, I don't know if it's a fielder's choice but or a sac fly. It doesn't show here, but it is 3-1 with second and third and only one out here. We'll keep you continued, or we'll keep you clued in, I should say, on that game. The White Sox and the Guardians, that game coming up at 1:10 p.m., so we're right under the gun for that. And here's the issue with this game that I'm going to talk about. Michael Kopech is on the mound. He's been really bad this year. His xFIP minus numbers of 123, his ERA is close to 5, his CR rating close to 5, and his xFIP is over 5. He's been poor this year. One of those guys that we thought the future was going to be his as one of the more dominant young pitchers in Major League Baseball hasn't worked out that way. But you know who's even worse xFIP minus-wise? That's Cal Quantrill, who's going up against him today. A 127 xFIP minus, an ERA of 4, an xFIP of 5.43, and a disastrous CR rating of 5.33. Here's the issue, though. You say to yourself, hey, Donnie, why don't you just take the over then? You have two really bad pitchers on the mound. We know the way we like to bet. You got to have it from both sides, which means bad pitchers and good hitters. Atrocious hitting lineup today against right-handed pitching over the past month for the Chicago White Sox. Who do you trust? Vaughn, 182 ISO power number, which is okay. Berger's got a 320. He's the best in the lineup. And really, he's the only guy above a 325 weighted on-base percentage against right-handed pitching over the last month. So it's a blind faith. Okay, they'll hit today. I trust you. Michael Kopech, on the other hand, as we said, 5.47 xFIP. Terrible! His weighted on-base percentage, though, actually isn't that bad anymore. Last 30 days, lefties a 218 weighted on-base percentage, which is fantastic. And he's going to face, what, Kwan, Ramirez, Naylor, Bell, Jimenez, Brennan. But none of those guys can hit a lick against right-handed pitching for the past month here for the Cleveland Guardians. None of them. Stink. So again, if you're just playing the game as these are bad pitchers on the mound, let's roll. I can't argue with you. But still, you need some guys in that lineup that can do some damage. Like, if we're looking from a perspective of ISO power numbers, this isn't your game. Maybe if you picked out Berger to hit a home run today against Quantrill. Gonzalez? Who is that? Romy. Our guy, Romy Gonzalez. Probably never hear that name again. 3-2 here now, Rangers and the Pirates. So we are going to hit a total in that game, it looks like. In the bottom of the second inning, a legitimate chance to get 3-plus runs here now for the Pirates to even it up. Guys, we're going to be handicapping all the way through. Let's get to Major League Baseball first today. We'll save the hot topics for a little bit later. Let's find some winners. Why? I'm angry about last night. I'm angry about the Boston Red Sox supposedly needing 5 runs and getting 2 hits and no runs. You got to be kidding me. Let's get back on the horse today. Let's find some winners. I'm Donnie Wrightside, and I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here. Hour number one, Wednesday afternoon, Major League Baseball. That's going to take center stage. Trust me. In hour number two, we're really going to dig into that Celtics Heat series, see what's up for game 4, check out those early lines, and also where we might have gone wrong, which a lot yesterday for me did go wrong. But the one thing that I was banking on today is let's take a look at the afternoon to see if there's some options, which there's some decent looks here. But I think tonight, there are a few spots that you might be able to take advantage of, and we're going to go over that in just a few moments. The Rangers and the Pirates, 3-2. It looked like the Pirates are possibly going to tie that game up and or take the lead, but that wasn't the case there. Double play ball, so 3-2. New total in that game posted here live, 11.5. So on our way to some runs. Now, the Philadelphia Phillies, as I told you, I really thought this game might be looking towards an under because the simple fact is I think Gallen's going to tie up the Phillies' bats. But Ranger Suarez, who started the season horrendously for the Phillies after injury, is already in some trouble here in the first inning. Runners on second and third, nobody out with Rivera at the plate. So we'll see how this works out for the Phillies in desperate need of a strikeout or just a weak contacted pitch, or excuse me, hit. To get out of this one, I don't think they're going to. Let's see how that one plays out. The White Sox and the Guardians underway, top of the first inning. Two quick outs underway for Cal Quantrill. And it's an interesting one. Two really bad pitchers in that game, as I stated. And the Philadelphia Phillies, they get one out at first base, so a fielder's choice ground out to third base. Bone flips to first base, and we have a 1-0 lead here for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Congratulations if you are a yes to a run in the first inning better. Death and despair, I guess, if you are a Nerfy better. No runs in the first inning because a run was scored there. We'll see how many more the Diamondbacks have the chance to tack on. And then, obviously, the Philadelphia Phillies coming up in the bottom of the inning. All right, let's take a look here. The San Francisco Giants and the Minnesota Twins are underway. Top of the first inning. Leadoff batter is on for the Giants with Estrada up at the plate. That game for me, I did think we had a legitimate chance at staying under. Again, I told you guys yesterday, I thought that game between the Giants and the Twins up in the Twin City could stay under. They ended up scoring 7 runs, so it did stay under. This game, though, 7.5 is a total. Very, very light number. Takes 8 to win, but I also think this game has a legitimate chance to stay under the total. All right, we're going to wait to see what happens in the Phillies game here. It looks like just trying to keep a quick update. 2 outs, looks like, in the inning now. And also underway, the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers. Didn't have a great feel for this game either because, again, Bielak is an average pitcher at best. His analytics are showing that he should get blown up sooner than later. But are the Milwaukee Brewers the team to do that? I'm not so sure. At the same time, will somebody wake up the Houston Astros at the plate? A lot of guys underperforming. And I was looking earlier today, which I didn't see the final starting lineup, which I'm going to try to take a look at right now. It looked like that we were not going to have Jose Altuve in the lineup today. Let me just check the most recent. No, he's not. The lineup is Dubon, Bregman, Alvarez, Tucker, Abreu, Pena, McCormick, Myers, and Maldonado. And look at that. Very, let me say, odd to say. Like, Kyle Tucker against right-handed pitching last 30 days, a disaster. Jose Abreu, big-name signing coming over, a disaster against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. And as I say that, a two-out single by Kyle Tucker to bring up Jose Abreu. So they can Hulk smash me right now with the back-to-back base hits and an RBI. We'll see if that works out. But I wasn't believing all that much in that game. And those are the early games today. So underway, Rangers-Pirates, Diamondbacks-Phillies, White Sox-Guardians, Giants-Twins, and the Astros and the Brewers. And again, didn't have a great feel for that Rangers-Pirates game. You probably give a slight lead anyway to the Texas Rangers, just a better overall team. I thought the Arizona Diamondbacks completely live today against the Philadelphia Phillies with Zach Gallen on the mound. They're up 1-0 here. Two outs, still a runner on second base with Evan Longoria at the plate. The White Sox and the Guardians, this was one of those coin flips where you could say to yourself, yeah, it could go over. But my goodness, who is going to be doing the damage on each one of these teams? Because both of the lineups technically stink. Once again, the Giants and the Twins, legitimate chance for that game to stay under. However, top of the first inning, one out, runners on second and third here with Michael Conforto up at the plate. And the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers, once again here, and it looks like they are out of the inning. A weak ground ball to shortstop here for Jose Abreu, and the Milwaukee Brewers will come to the plate. Why don't we keep it here in Major League Baseball? Make sure you hit this entire card and see what's what. Now, the fun part about it is we do have a few Major League Baseball games underway today. So you can sort of put into play some of the knowledge that I've used in the past and just see how that cheat sheet lays out. Yesterday, the cheat sheet didn't work at all. I was crowing about the Boston Red Sox yesterday and their team total 4.5. Got it at 120. It was up to 128 around game time. So, hey, look at that CLV in my back pocket. It didn't matter. They were horrendous. Griffin Canning dominated in that game. A guy that cannot get out left-handed batters, home or away, dominated left-handed batters yesterday. And that upset me. It really did. Because I thought that was a good one to sink our teeth into. That didn't work out at all. I actually did a round robin that I didn't put out because it was a little bit loosey-goosey. I believe I had 11 players in it. It was 46 bets at like $2 and change per bet. It was just over $100 on that wager, and I didn't do very well on that. I lost money. So yesterday, when you're taking a look where the radar is and what you think is going to take place, it doesn't work like that every single day. It really doesn't. Pitchers that were really bad were performing well. I mean, case in point, the night game last night. I was on with Gabe and Cam on Game Time Decisions. The Mariners and the Oakland Athletics last night. I thought there'd probably be runs, and I actually thought the Oakland Athletics could contribute there. The night before, they got walloped. What did they score? Two runs? Three runs maximum? I can't remember what it was. But yesterday, the A's strike first, scoring two quick runs in the first inning. I thought Aguiar and Rooker would have a legitimate chance to do some damage against a bad Marco Gonzalez. Tons of right-handed bats going up against that weak left-handed pitcher. They scored two in the top of the first. They didn't score again. And the Mariners on the opposite side, they only scored three runs against the Oakland Athletics. Come on now. Now, the A's are throwing out another tomato can tonight. Our good friend of the show, I should say, Waldichuk. Yeah, he's back on the mound. But if we're looking at the top pitchers on the card today, XFIP minus-wise, which means we're really dipping into some analytics. Zach Gallen, he's on the mound right now, just threw his first pitch to strike to Bryson Stott. And as they're showing his statistics on the screen, 6-2 record, 61 innings pitched, under 3 ERA, 72 Ks, 12 walks, and absolutely sensational. He's a really good pitcher. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. But there's a lot of decent pitchers, and typically it lines up that way. Like half the pitchers viable, half the pitchers not viable. The one guy that's falling into that one statistic today as you say, Kikuchi, Toronto Blue Jays. You saw yesterday 20 runs on the board for the Toronto Blue Jays. Ridiculous. One run scored for the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, I'm going to set the table for this one because we are going to talk about this game and handicap it. But something that happened yesterday once again should not be happening in Major League Baseball. It makes a farce of the sport. It's embarrassing. And it led to the best team in baseball, the Rays, actually get knocked out of first place, not in the division, but in run differential. Because they lost by 19 runs. Did they get hammered? Absolutely they got hammered. Why did they get hammered, though? Do you know? Did you watch the game at all? Because if you did, the final two innings were ridiculous. And I used to talk about this in the offseason and last year. I'm fining teams millions of dollars if they do this again. And I'm teasing it right here. I'm going to let you know exactly what took place and what needs to happen from Major League Baseball. Or what should I say? Doesn't need to happen anymore in Major League Baseball. The best team in baseball embarrassed themselves yesterday, and it should stop immediately right away. We're going to handicap these games, get to the bottom of it, and I promise you, we're going to find some winners. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's Moneyline. It's Wednesday afternoon right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Someone once told me, B-Lock is bad. Who's that, Donnie? It's the Houston Astros pitcher. 2-0 Brewers in the bottom of the first inning with a two-run shot to get everything underway today. So some runs on the board there in Milwaukee. A run also on the board for the Minnesota Twins in the bottom of the first inning. 1-0 and still a runner on first base. I want to say because I have the home run ticker up. I'm going to assume it wasn't a couple base hits, was there? Maybe it was, looks like. Let's see here. No, it wasn't. Edward Julian home run, his third of the season, fly ball to left center field, 407-foot shot, and another man on base right now. So Anthony DeSclafani struggling today to start that game. White Sox and the Guardians, bottom of the second inning, no score there. The Philadelphia Phillies went down meekly in the bottom of the first inning. Still continue to be down 1-0, and the Rangers and the Pirates, they are bottom of the fourth inning, 3-2 in that game. All right, as I was teasing before the break, Major League Baseball has got to make some changes here. This can't happen, and it should never happen. When you throw a position player in a Major League Baseball game, it's almost as like you should just stop the statistics right away. Nothing counts anymore. Hurry up and get the game over. Because you saw, 10 runs come in yesterday between the eighth and the ninth inning because teams were throwing. Or should I say teams? I said the Tampa Bay Rays were throwing position players. I believe Raley came in there, gave up runs, and one other player, which is kind of ridiculous. Because also, it does, and I'm actually glad it happened to the Rays, because they were so far and away the best team in Major League Baseball. I think Texas actually had the lead in runs scored, but close to the top there. But number one in Major League Baseball in run differential. And they got banged by 19 runs in one game, so they lost that. Good. I'm glad. You want to clown around on the mound and think it's fun and stuff like that. Well, anybody saw the highlights, sometimes you'll see a position player come in throwing a little bit of heat, 80 miles an hour, trying to do some things. And all right, he gives up a run or two, but the game's over, right? It's kind of crazy that happens. But it almost looked like it was a slow pitch softball game. Really did. It looked like a slow pitch softball game. Just throwing like 50 miles an hour dead over the plate, and the Toronto Blue Jays players were smashing it as they should. Now, for me, if I'm a baseball player, I'm doing the exact same thing. What do you think? I want to strike out or take three straight strikes just to hurry up and get the game over with? No. You are going to absolutely pound that pitcher. But I don't know why it has to be that way. It's your fault. You're getting rocked. Use your bullpen. We don't want to ruin Toronto. So what? Your team stinks that bad? You don't have an extra bullpen guy? You can't make a change to the minor leagues tomorrow to bring up an extra guy to handle that? You don't have a long reliever that can throw more than 15 pitches? Stop it. It's an embarrassment to the sport. It should change. If I was commissioner, like you know I want to be, We're fining guys big time and organizations. You want to bring in a guy in the eighth inning? $5 million. $5 million. Fine if you want to bring in a position player. How about that? Sound good? Won't happen again. Games will be over sooner, and mockeries won't be had, on the mound. Okay. Let's take a look at the top pitchers for the day as we did. Zach Allen, as we said, got through a clean first inning here. Joe Ryan of Minnesota, he got through a clean top of the first inning. Ben Lively of Cincinnati, how about that? Didn't think you'd hear that name today, right? 74 xFIP minus, ERA 2.45, Stellar Sierra 3.12, Bryce Elder of Atlanta, an 83 xFIP minus on the season, an ERA of around 2, and a Sierra of 3.85. Paxton, how about that? Limited starts this year through 10 innings, 84 xFIP minus and an ERA of 2.45. Stroman, McClanahan, Hauser, DeSclafani, and Kodai Senga for the New York Mets, who's going to go today at an 89 xFIP minus. Sandy Alcantara is going to be on the mound. How about this? Alcantara's got a 92 xFIP minus, which again is better than the league average, but his ERA, 5.05. Very un-Cy Young-like there. Steven Matz, a guy that you probably would want to pick on, a 94 xFIP minus, but an ERA also, like Alcantara, at 5.05. As we continue down the charts, there Belak, a guy that I really don't like all that much. He actually is right around average in Major League Baseball at a 99 xFIP minus. Low ERA at 2.89, but a much higher xFIP of 4.25. Something to keep an eye on there. A guy that I said we wanted to get after, Yusei Kikuchi, 101 xFIP minus pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays today against the Tampa Bay Rays. But we can go through some of these guys in the middle, like Oviedo and Perez, 18 and 19 on my card today, 107 and 109 respectively in an xFIP minus. And that game did have some runs to start. Two outs down the bottom of the fourth inning, runner on, still a 3-2 lead here for the Texas Rangers. Michael Kopech, here's what it was, right? Michael Kopech, 24th on my card today. Cal Quantrill, 26th on my card today out of 28 pitchers. You figure runs would pile up, but as I told you, that handicap sometimes, it doesn't match. Really bad pitchers, you still need guys that can actually hit really bad pitchers. And I don't know if you get that today. Now, that's a long way to go, bottom of the second inning. Actually, now heading to the third inning, it looks like. Between the White Sox and the Guardians, nobody scored yet. Total in that game now listed at 5.5 with two bad pitchers. See what I mean? It can happen. Sometimes it goes that way. 27th out of 28th, Ken Waldichuk, our guy for Oakland. 136 xFIP minus, which is a disaster. 6.85 ERA, 5.80 xFIP, and a 5.55 Sierra rating. The worst pitcher on the card today, which really wants me to bite again on the West Coast, is Tyler Anderson and the Angels going up against the Boston Red Sox. I'm so embarrassed yesterday that the Boston Red Sox only got two hits and actually got shut out. That didn't work for me. I lost money. Lost money in the NBA yesterday on the same game parlays. I mean, come on now. Not good. Totals I thought that would go over the Philadelphia Phillies game. Matched them up with the Mariners game. Neither one of them went over. Bad night for overs. Unless you were betting the Tampa Bay Rays team total or the total in that game. And said, you're going to bump that bad boy up like 15 or 16 runs. Which I know most people didn't do that at that point, to be honest. But I mean, come on now. Oh, as I take that deep breath, I still can say thousands and thousands and thousands of wagers for me. And I still get upset when I lose a wager. I really do sometimes. Because even the best kept secrets out there, that you know what's going on, you think you have a game pegged, and it turns out to be not so much of a game pegged. All right, let's get it started here. We'll keep you updated. Anything changes here in the early Major League Baseball games, if we see any value, maybe we'll want to jump in. Maybe we don't. But it is kind of hard, though, because I do have two games up on my TV, Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers, which I believe is the Major League or MLB Network game. And then just locally here, Arizona Diamondbacks and the Philadelphia Phillies. Cardinals and the Reds, they're going to match up tonight. Mats is a heavy favorite in this game. I don't know if you could say really a heavy favorite per se, right? Minus 158. Total in this game is listed at 11. Think about that. The total is listed at 11. We're not in Coors Field. Great American Ballpark is tiny, but you need 12 runs. 12 runs to cash in that ticket on a total. That's pretty impressive. Now, I just told you, if we're looking at statistics, right? We don't have a ton yet on the season here. Ben Lively. How about that? Any Blake Lively fans out there? Yeah. Average against him, 175 batting average. WHIP, 0.73. XFIP, minus 74, stellar. ERA, 2.45, fantastic. XFIP, 3.19, solid as you can get. Sierra rating, right up there with the best of them, 3.12. So why would that be an 11? Because even if you take a look at Steven Matz, who isn't that good, his XFIP minus is only a 94. ERA is high at 5. We don't really look too much about that. Most people just use it as a baseboard these days, just as a talking point. A 4.07 XFIP and a Sierra that is high at 4.42. But you need 12 runs to win that one. If we're taking a look and saying to ourselves, okay, how do the batters match up against the pitcher here in this game? And also, let me just do a quick update here on the weather. Had a quick refresh today. Because anytime the wind is blowing out, you got some muggy conditions in Cincinnati. Certainly, it's something that you want to take a look at, and you do. 81 degrees here. Wind blowing out to right field at 8 miles an hour. So that's really going to help them. But again, look at Lively. His splits are sensational, man. Look, he has 41 batters he's faced in the last 30 days. Not a ton, but a decent amount. 130 weighted on base average to lefties. And lefties, again, no official lineup that's out just yet here. Newt Barr's a lefty. Gorman's a lefty. Donovan's a lefty. Edmund will be a lefty today. And Burleson. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lefties. ISO power number against Lively? 0. Not to say he's going to be the next coming of Cy Young on the mound himself, but that's a pretty good start through 20 batters. 21 batters from the right side here that he's faced. 0.249 weighted on base percentage. ISO of 150, really good statistics. Those right-handed batters today, Goldschmidt, Arenado, Contreras, DeJong, and that's it. What, 1, 2, 3, 4 right-handed batters today. Now, that lineup is due to wake up, but they do have some guys with some decent weighted on base percentages here in the Cardinals lineup. I don't know how much that's going to help them today. Lively's been that good. He really has. Pedigree pitcher? No, not necessarily. But then if we flip it over and say, well, what gives on Steven Matz? What are you going to do that way, Donnie? How's Cincinnati going to be able to hit? Well, I mean, sometimes bad pitchers on the mound. You had two of them yesterday again in Cincinnati versus St. Louis. But today you don't. Looks like Matz is the worst of it here in this game. 4.68 XFIP as we're going over. K percentage, not high enough. Weighted on base percentage either way. High for Matz. 335 to lefties, 362 to righties. Elevated ISO power numbers. Not a great lineup here for the Reds, but everybody is going to be batting from the right side. And that's where you get after the lefty Matz. Is it warranted an 11? That is extremely high. But I'll tell you what, I'm not looking to back the Cardinals at minus 158. More Major League Baseball coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right back at it here in hour number one. Scores are moving. Scores are changing across the landscape here. The Rangers and the Pirates, though, stuck. But there is the top of the fifth inning right now. Two outs, two runners on. We'll see if the Rangers can capitalize here. Top of the third inning, Phillies and the Diamondbacks 1-0. The Phillies, through two innings at bat, don't have a base hit. But again, then again, not a surprise with Zach Allen on the mound. The White Sox have struck here. Top of the third inning, 1-0. White Sox over the Guardians. And the Giants have even the score here against the Minnesota Twins. That game is 1-1. And also, runners on first and third with two outs in that game. Keep you posted there if anything changes. The Astros and the Brewers, still the same at 2-0. If we're looking here at the Cincinnati Cardinals, the Cardinals versus the Cincinnati Reds, if you're looking for RBI shots, and necessarily if I was making a round robin or trying to put a couple together, I really wouldn't be looking from a St. Louis side. Not to say they can't do it. It's good batters in that lineup. Goldschmidt, 2 home runs yesterday. Gorman, who's been fantastic in the 3-hole today, matches up very well against right-handed pitching. Paul DeJong, he also does as well. 63 at-bats this last month against right-handed pitching. A 375 ISO and a 430 weighted on base percentage. percentage. That's really good. And so is Tommy Edman. So those are the guys that stand out. But against Lively, I'm not taking any of them, to be honest. If we're looking from a perspective here against the St. Louis Cardinals with Mats on the mound, decent chance. McClain's only had four bats against lefties. He's out, even though he has a 250 ISO and a 521 weighted on base percentage. He's out there. Nick Senzel, that guy would be in. Due up fifth, or estimated up fifth. We haven't had the official lineup posted just yet. But a 308 ISO and a 613 weighted on base average, that's where I'm looking. Luke Maley, actually out of the nine hole here, it looks like. A 571 ISO and a 640 weighted on base percentage. However, only 15 at-bats that he's faced left-handed pitching over the past 30 days. So not a great game overall. A pitcher in Mats that I do think can be exploited a little bit, but maybe Nick Senzel is the best of it here, right? That's the way I'm looking here. Let's flip it down and take a look at the Baltimore Orioles and the New York Yankees today. Wells on the mound versus Cortez. If we're looking at the FanDuel Sportsbook, a favorite here to the New York Yankees. And I got to tell you, I'm not so sure if that should be correct. Is Wells a great pitcher? No, not by any stretch here. But a minus 138 for Cortez and a total of 8.5. So we'll start right there with Nestor Cortez and what we can anticipate. How about over the past 30 days, a 5.76 xFIP number? On the season, ERA of 5.21, Sierra of 4.48, and an xFIP of 5 even. An xFIP minus number of 117. He's been bad, people. He's been bad. This isn't the guy that we saw last year. It really isn't. Now, he's faced over 110 batters over the past 30 days in Major League Baseball. If you're a left-handed batter against Cortez, a left-handed pitcher, you're getting the best of them. But granted, most teams aren't going to throw lefties in volume at a left-handed pitcher. It's just not what they do. Lefties in the lineup tonight, it looks like Henderson out of the 8-hole. Terrible, though. Zero ISO power number. 212 weighted on base percentage. Not good. Leadoff, Cedric Mullins. 29 at-bats he's faced lefties this past month. He's doing very well. 269 ISO power number and a 353 weighted on base percentage. If we're being honest with ourselves, the first four guys in the lineup probably should be able to do a lot of damage against Nestor Cortez. Just ISO power number-wise, three of the four batters, elevated numbers. Mullins, 269. Mountcastle, 313. Santander, 429. But weighted on base percentage is all elevated. 353, 342, 421, and 456. After that, you fall off a cliff. Hayes, McCann, Mateo, Henderson, Ortiz, all really bad. So you're going to focus, if you want RBIs, on the top four for the Baltimore Orioles. And they should be able to do some damage, as I just told you. Mullins is a lefty. 436 weighted on base percentage Cortez against lefties over the past month. That's terrible. He should do well, even as a lefty. Rutschman is a switch hitter. So is Santander. Let me check on. Why do I get confused here? I think Mountcastle. Is Mountcastle a left-handed batter? Let's see here. Mountcastle. Let's do a quick check. Pick one. Yeah, it's great. Left fielder. Okay. Because sometimes with the places I look, his name is so long, it knocks out what he actually is. We'll go to Fangraphs here. Fangraphs should be able to tell me right away. Eligible Baltimore, blah, 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 blah. It shouldn't be that hard. Like, it literally, there we go. Bats right, throws right. Excuse me. There we go. Right-handed batter. Okay. Fits the narrative. So, Rutschman will be batting from the right side. Mountcastle from the right side. And Santander also from the right side. 353, 342, 421, and 456. Right-handed batters against Nestor Cortez, popping him as well. He's faced 99 of those, so roughly 100 batters from the right side. A 352 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 244. They should do something. So if you're looking for RBI possibilities, the first four in the lineup tonight should be a go. Let's flip it over to Wells, pitching for the Baltimore Orioles. An xFIP of 4.45, a K percentage of close to 27% over the last month. Get this, 58 batters he has faced from the left side. He's got a 250 weighted on base percentage, excuse me, a 250 ISO, but an average weighted on base percentage around 316, right? He's a 200 weighted on base percentage, but his ISO power numbers are slightly elevated from both sides of the plate. Now, the one guy that, I guess, is it every night that you just look now at Aaron Judge? Is that every single night that we look? It's pretty crazy. It really is. 520 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 539? My goodness, man. Every night you should be punching Judge up there. Last night, ninth inning, no problem. Tie it up, head to extras, Volpe with a walk-off RBI. That's the way you get it done. But there's not a lot to love in that lineup tonight, to be honest, from a New York Yankees perspective, if you're just betting based on the past month of baseball with everybody at the plate. Rortvedt. You ever hear that name? Left-handed batter. Four plate appearances against righties over the past month. He's got a 521 weighted on base percentage, but come on, man. Through four, you can't trust that. Everybody else really is just blah. Anthony Rizzo, okay. 210 ISO power number, 335 weighted on base percentage. So is that the best of it right there? Judge and Rizzo? That's what I said, man. I'm not too sure that we actually should be looking this way as a favorite. As I'm watching right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks with two on, a double in the gap. I'm going to assume it scored both runs, and it did. 3-0 Arizona Diamondbacks. And once again, as a Phillies fan, it's not a surprise. Ranger Suarez is not a very good pitcher. Zach Allen is a really good pitcher. And that game was roughly a pick'em today. Wake up on the Diamondbacks. They're going to be close to 10 games over 500 probably when this game ends. That's fantastic. And they're doing the job at the plate. They're getting clutch hits when they need to. The Philadelphia Phillies haven't been able to do that. Let's get a quick update across Major League Baseball once again. Rangers 3, Pirates 2. That now in the bottom of the fifth inning. Two outs and a runner on second base. So if anybody had the Pirates' first five innings on the money line, you are hoping for a base knock here before you get out of it. Looks like now there's three outs. So congratulations if you bet the Texas Rangers' first five innings. You are a winner! Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Guardians, they're still 1-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. The Twins have taken the lead here in the bottom of the second inning and look to do more damage against Di Sclafani. The Twins are up 2-1, runners on first and second with nobody out. And the Houston Astros and the Milwaukee Brewers, bottom of the third inning, two outs. That game's still 2-0 as we're taking a look. But we are going through the Major League Baseball card, see if we can find some advantages here for us. San Diego and Washington. This game is set for a first pitch at 7:05. Actually, you know what? We skipped one. We skipped one going way back. Toronto and Tampa Bay. It's a really good game to handicap. It really is. If we take a look at Yusei Kikuchi, here's where recency bias might be able to step in over entire season status. Kikuchi's got a 101 xFIP minus number. And again, if anybody doesn't know what the xFIP minus factor is, it's the underlying value of a pitcher, but also takes into account league and ballparks. So once again, just to keep that simple, if you are a pitcher that always pitches in Colorado, this statistic is not necessarily going to hold that against you and just say, well, what do you want to do? You just got to have a good ERA. If you don't, you don't. No, it factors in all of that stuff combined. 100 is the baseline. Anything below that, pitcher's above average. Anything higher than 100, a pitcher's not doing their job. So you say Kikuchi right on that number at 101. That's for the full season. Let's take a look at what you say Kikuchi has actually done here over the past month in Major League Baseball. An xFIP of over 5. Now, he's a left-handed pitcher. Weighted on base percentage of lefties, it actually isn't bad at 273. But his ISO is elevated at a 208. However, if we're looking at the lineup today for the Tampa Bay Rays, including switch hitters, every single player is going to bat from the right-hand side. So we don't care what you say Kikuchi's left-handed pitching prowess is, which he's only faced 25 batters over the last 30 days. Let's take a look at what happens from the right side here. 85 batters he's faced, get this, a 385 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 256. So when you say damage and damage is done, yes, it has been. And look at this lineup. You never have to get me all bent out of shape to try to get after it and say, convince me, Donnie, to take a Tampa Bay, you know, team total, a Tampa Bay over, a Tampa Bay RBI props, because there's so many great guys to choose from. Now, granted, it's left-handers, so Major League Baseball players don't see lefties nearly as much as they see right-handed batters. So if we're looking just on the past 30 days, there's only one guy on the team that has 12 or more at-bats against left-handed pitching. That's Isaac Paredes. Everybody else, 10 or less, 11 or less, I should say. Diaz, Franco, Ramirez, Arozarena, Bethancourt, Walls, Margot, and Siri. Having said that, if we're just looking at the pitching statistics going up against Kikuchi, I should say hitter statistics going up against him, 8 of the 9 batters, a high weighted on base percentage. How about that? 5 of the 9 batters, high walk percentages here. I mean, it's all getting down. Hard hit percentage, 5 out of the 9 batters. That means they're doing damage out here. There's a lot of guys with elevated weighted on base percentages, and rightfully so. They've detonated the baseball over the first half of the Major League Baseball season. But is that going to pile up tonight? It looks like it should. We don't have 50, 60, 70 at-bats to go off of over the past 30 days, obviously. Let's just take a look at the full season then. Let's slide it down. Still rock solid, man. Rock solid over the season. And the one thing that also hasn't changed is you say Kikuchi not being able to get out right-handed batters. So if you're looking for a spot for Tampa Bay to cash in tonight after scoring one run yesterday and getting embarrassed, do we think Tampa Bay is going to score 20 runs today? No. Not scoring 20 runs today, right? Maybe. No. But they should be competitive, and they should be able to handle their business today, at least at the plate. Flip it over, because Shane McClanahan is on the mound today, a guy that's going to be in the Cy Young race, like he is just about every year, it feels like. He's got an 85 xFIP minus on the season, ERA minuscule, 2.05, solid Sierra, and a decent xFIP number. He should keep them in the ballpark. But also, we do know that the power bats for the Toronto Blue Jays all come from the right side. All of them. But the splits don't matter with McClanahan, the left-handed pitcher. A 302 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 280. I think it makes sense here. And by the way, sheesh, off the facing of the left field upper deck, Evan Longoria makes it 5-0 Arizona Diamondbacks. Good luck scoring 6 times off of Zach Allen, Philadelphia Phillies. Boy, oh boy. Quick segment before we hit hour number 2 and your phone calls. It's all happening right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, yeah. Quick little segment here before hour number 2 of Moneyline on a Wednesday afternoon solo mission from your boy, Donnie Wrightside here. And if you want to get your calls in next hour, you can, 844-843-6879 as we continue down the Major League Baseball card. Now, there's no National Basketball Association games today, JP. What are we actually going to do? Are we going anywhere?
Time to get into
Major League Baseball?
Time to get into the baseball season, Donnie.
Hockey? All right. Baseball season underway for JP. So we're looking tonight. You got a pretty good night card. Where are we going? Bronx? Down to the Braves? Chicago? Where are we?
Yeah, we're going to go with one of the over-unders on that night card tonight.
All right, so we're going to go with an over-under on the night card tonight. Like, for me, when I see that, I'm like, okay, Athletics. But Miller's a pretty good pitcher here for the Mariners. He might be able to tie up those bats. Tigers and Royals just go with two bad teams that just go at it and smash the baseball around. The Braves, who have Elder on the mound tonight, doesn't have bad statistics here going up against Gonsolin. That's a 9.5 down in Atlanta. Seems pretty high. Orioles and the Yankees could be a possibility in the Bronx tonight. The Padres and the Nationals. It's crazy, man. Look, we just said that there's an 11. An 11 out here tonight. And a 10? And neither are in Coors? Man, we're going to get some runs. We're going to get some runs. All right, so what else could it be out here? Cardinals, Reds, like, again, 11. It's hard to say. Jays, Rays, 8.5. Is that where he's going tonight? Does he have to go with an over? Or does he just go, you know what? I don't care that the wind is blowing in Chicago. 6.5 is a joke. And he's going to take the over between the Mets and the Cubs with Senga on the mound tonight. Usually, if I know JP, he's hunting one of these bigger teams. Orioles, Yankees. Is he going to go up against McClanahan and just say they're going to score runs anyway because they scored 20 times yesterday with 27 hits for the Blue Jays? It really could happen. We'll make sure we find out where they go and also give you a Major League Baseball update, which Cal Quantrill's bad. And if you just said get runs against them, you would be a winner. Six runs for the White Sox already in the top of the fourth inning, and away they go. We'll be back for hour number two. Don't go anywhere. It's Moneyline right here on the...
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.